Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Yesterday, one day after the SPD, the Berlin CDU also approved the joint coalition agreement. All 275 delegates present at the state party conference in the Hauptstadt voted in favor of the Black-Red Alliance. As a comparison, only 54.3% of SPD members voted in favor of forming a coalition with the CDU. The coalition agreement is to be signed tomorrow, and on Thursday, the CDU state chairman Kai Wegner is to be elected the first governing mayor of his party since 2001. In the next days, Berlin Briefing will report about the new senators. Yesterday morning, as announced, the climate activists of the last generation continued their activities in the Hauptstadt and blocked streets. Within hours, police had arrested around 200 people in 35 different locations, and most of the protesters were released immediately afterwards, but at least 40 people were temporarily taken into custody. In anticipation of the blockades, police responded with up to 500 officers and a helicopter. And despite efforts to clear the streets, activists did manage to remain in some locations. The German automobile club ADAC counted up to 5 times more traffic jams in the early morning hours compared to last week, as well as a total congestion length of up to 30 kilometers. According to the fire department, there were 15 reported obstructions of emergency vehicles due to demonstrations on the road, and in 7 cases, ambulances were on their way to an emergency location. The resulting traffic jams and disruptions caused significant frustration for drivers, with some becoming aggressive towards protesters. While the traffic in the city was not completely paralyzed, the group claimed to have exceeded their expectations, with 27 traffic junctions blocked. Berlin has come in 9th out of 14 cities in a nationwide survey by the German Cyclist Association, or the ADFC, which gathered the views of about 250,000 cyclists from across the country, with roughly 6,700 from Berlin. On a scale from 1 to 6, with 1 being the best score, participants gave Berlin a grade of 4.13, the same as last year. The survey identified that 65% of respondents find it stressful to cycle in the city, while 85% feel threatened and hindered by cars on the road, and 89% reported frequent conflicts with drivers. Falsely parked cars on bicycle paths were also criticized, with 87% of participants accusing the city of, quote, generously tolerating the practice. Berlin scored well on the points of guidance at construction sites and the potential for quick speeds, but was marked down for narrow and bumpy paths and poor traffic light coordination. The biggest concern for Berlin cyclists was bike theft, leading to a grade of 5.3. In 2022, almost 27,000 bikes were reported stolen to the police, with only 3.9% of the cases being solved. In other words, only 1 in every 25 thefts is resolved. The first outdoor swimming pools will open up this weekend. This was announced by the Berliner Bädebetriebe, or the BBB, yesterday. The Sommerbad Olympiastadion opens on Saturday and the Sommerbad Kreuzberg on Sunday. The pools Am Insulaner and Neukölln, as well as various Lido, will open on May 1st, and further pools will go into operation in the coming weeks. The BBB also announced that it wants to better organize the admission. Customers with permanent and multiple passes, as well as online passes, will be able to enter at express entrances. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.